The soybean industry defends the consumption of seed oils. Part one of three today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Part of the Make America Healthy Again stance of Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is that seed oils are bad for you. Understandably, the soybean industry disagrees. Carla Schultz is a Michigan farmer and a director on the United Soybean Board.
We have heart healthy claims. We have the omega-3s, the omega-6. We also know that soybean oil has unsaturated fatty acids, which are also good for human health. And when we look at the global population and the growth, we also know this has to be economically feasible for a growing population. And when we look at soybean oil, we find that it's heart healthy. We find it is good for us to use in everyday cooking. And we also notice that it's actually affordable.
Not only that, says Schultz, soybeans are sustainably grown.
Thinking of the future, thinking of sustainability, sustaining our own family, we have to think, what are we growing? How are we growing it? Is this going to be sustainable for future generations? And when you look at that big picture, you will notice that U.S. soybean farmers have cut emissions by 43% per bushel while increasing our yields or production by 130%, which is a huge leap for any type of farmer, right?
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.